This is Here and Now.
I woke up this morning, and none of the news was good.
David Broja is something of an icon in Israel. The singer-songwriter has recorded more than 30 albums, several of which went platinum. Broja has also been a prominent peace activist for more than three decades. His album, East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, pulls together his music and activism. There's now a documentary of the same name about his musical collaboration between Israeli and Palestinian musicians in Jerusalem. David Broja brought his guitar to our studios when he visited in 2014. Here he is, playing his version of Jerusalem, a classic Steve Earle song. The song appears on Broja's album, which Earle also produced.
And there'll be no barricades then. There'll be no wires or walls, and we can wash all the blood from our hands and all this hatred from our souls. And I believe that on that day, all the children of Abraham will lay down the swords forever in Jerusalem.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell me, what was the inspiration for East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem?
Well, I come from Israel, and my career started in Israel and is actually based around Israel. Although I've recorded many albums outside of my Hebrew language, I've recorded a lot of albums in the United States. And I've got about three albums I did in Spain, because I grew up part of my life in Spain, so I speak fluent Spanish. And I have been working right from the start of my career, besides the music, being part of the, the peace movement, the pro-peace movement. And, you know, these 36 years of my life and 36 years of Israel's history and the Middle East history. And about 14 years ago, I was introduced to a Palestinian band and the band leader. The band is called Sabrin. Mm-hmm. And the guy's name is Saeed, and we became friends. There was no agenda. He comes from the Palestinian side. I come from the Israeli side. And we just struck a friendship, which resulted in me going very frequently to his studio in East Jerusalem. And about 3 years ago, it occurred to me that whenever I go up to East Jerusalem, I am the only Israeli. And 3 years ago, I started writing songs in English. So this is the first time I'm writing my own lyrics in English. And I'm thinking, this is the kind of album I want to record in East Jerusalem. And this time, I'm going to bring my Israeli musicians. And not only that, I've summoned American producer, the great Steve Earle.
Oh, yes.
Who not only did I get him, but I hardly finished requesting his participation when he said, "Hey, Rosa, I'm on." So I was like, I did not expect that. There's a million and one reasons why one would not go to Israel, okay? I didn't even finish my sentence, and Steve Earle was on board. And for 8 days and eight nights, we created East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem.
In the Gaza, it's the same face I see out in California. Same face in Jericho.
David Broja, I'm wondering, why was it important to you to have the title track really emphasize the divided nature of the city?
Tell you the truth, I was kind of reluctant. But when I called Wyclef Jean and I said, "Let's sit down and write something for my next album, which will be recorded in East Jerusalem," he said, "Sure, come up one night." It took a while, but I came up. So we sit around the mics and literally start singing. And he's leading it. He says, "The same face in the Gaza is the same face out in Nevada. Same, you know, all these things." And I think, and I'm answering him, "So many places all share the same faces." And then he goes, "East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem." I'm thinking, all right, let's say it that way. I mean, he doesn't even know. He's never been there.
East Jerusalem.
The more we got into the album, and, you know, I wanted the Israeli musicians to face and see the Palestinian musicians that I met, the Arab musicians that I've known. And I was hoping they would all come together, which is what happened.
So many places all share the same faces. East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem.
Now, David, I want to talk about why this really matters, because you're not just any Israeli musician.
Right.
I mean, your song, Yeh Tov, from 1977, it basically became one of the anthems of the peace movement during the Arab-Israeli negotiations that were taking place then. Mm-hmm. So first of all, since you're here, would you mind just singing a little bit of that?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's got maybe 37 verses by now.
How about it? Give me a couple of verses,
So this is really written as I'm watching with my friend Yonatan Geffen, Israeli poet, as President Anwar Sadat sets foot on Israeli soil. And to us, this is bigger than watching the first man land on the moon, taking the first steps on the moon. It was unbelievable, okay? Because we grow up thinking there'll never be peace. And here it starts. So he writes a poem and he gives it to me. And this is my first song I ever wrote. So, אני מביט מהחלון זה עושה לי די עצוב האביב חלף עבר לו מי יודע אם ישוב הליצן היה למלך הנביא נהיה ליצן ושכחתי את הדרך אבל אני עוד כאן ויהיה טוב יהיה טוב כן לפעמים אני נשבע אז הלילה הוא הלילה איתך אני נשאר. There's a verse which I conclude the song with after many additions and trials to conclude the song. This one says that we shall learn to live together under the olive trees. And the children will grow up knowing no more war, no terror, and no frontiers. And that fresh new grass will grow over the graveyards for love and peace. For after 100 years of war, we haven't and will not lose hope. And it goes like this. Od nilmad lichyot biyachad ben churshot tatzei zeiti.
We're listening to Israeli singer-songwriter David Broja about his album East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. As we heard earlier, when he was visiting the predominantly Arab East Jerusalem, he'd find that he was the only Israeli musician there in that part of the city. So I asked Broja how that made him feel.
Well, you know, I'm primarily an entertainer. I sing love songs. I write about love. I perform about love. But there's also the private person. And the citizen of my country and the citizen of the world. And I care about things. I watch the news. I live the news. In Israel in particular, you live the politics. So it seems, for me, while I was developing my career and I had that first song, Yeh Tov, Things Will Be Better, which had a political connotation to it and came from a political inspiration, 99.9% of the time politics has no romance. But the people are driven by romance, by passion. And so I think that's where my role comes in. I remind them of the passion that and the romance behind it. And so 36 years later, I'm still not only committed, I have seen so much. So I'm still that positive guy who wrote that song then. And so when I was introduced to these musicians in East Jerusalem, it was very, very obvious to me that I'm going to strike up a relationship, a meaningful one, and stay there as long as I'm welcomed.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about some particular songs, because I want to hear a little bit of a song called Key to the Memory. It's one that was co-written with the Palestinian composer Saeed Murad, who owns the studio where you recorded this album. You sing a verse in Hebrew, and then Palestinian singer Mira Awad sings in Arabic. So let's listen to a little bit of that.
Well, the key to the memory is really about refugees, not necessarily Palestinian refugees. It's about the people who are displaced. All these places in the world where it could be from a tsunami, it could be from war, all kinds of reasons why people have to move. But, you know, the first thing that that you do is you erase the immediate past and try to move on in life. And then sometimes your memory becomes, you know, a little bit vague. And what I'm trying to say is, hold on to the key to the memory and don't forget where you're from. Always remember and always allow yourself to fall into that place because this is you.
Our conversation with David Brosia from January 2014. The documentary on the making of the album, which is also called East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, is out now on DVD. We asked David Brosia to take us out on another tune, 1-2-3, a song he wrote in English.
Don't want to preach to no one tonight. Just want to tell my tale.
You're listening to Here and Now.